Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's Within Brim Skin time, number 145, staying alive.
Yeah. Oh, that sounded terrible.
Yeah, and I can't even hear myself, so it makes it even worse. So, that being said, welcome everybody to another edition of Within Brim Skin. What do you call it? You got old Brim here, got my homie Alex.
Yo, what's up, guys?
And as always, the Within Brim Skin show is brought to you by Minitail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Baridynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
World. Oh, no. It's working.
There we go.
See? There we go. It's working.
Man, oh, man. I'm sitting here talking about how amazing an engineer you are, and I never have my things going the way it's supposed to be going.
That's because I'm doing stuff on the back end, and I wasn't ready for your button press, and it's not your fault. It's totally my fault.
It's all right. I'm going to let it pass.
You're going to let it pass?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I'm pretty sure this is 145. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's 145.
And if we're 145, not, staying alive. Let's go.
All right, there we go. We might have even had a staying alive prior, but
We may have.
That being said, it is what it is. We've been sitting and hanging out in the studio. We probably should have gotten things done a lot sooner than we did. But we just sat down, start doing everything, so here we are.
here we are.
So first and foremost, what do you call it? I wanted to touch base on the fact that I think that Disney is absolutely crazy
evil
and out of their goddamn minds with the whole. I understand Disney lovers, you know, and people that are like above and beyond, you know, for everything Disney.
No, don't come after Disney. I love Disney.
I love Disney, but like their whole thing with the and I love Figment. But did you see the whole serious like to do about the Figment popcorn and popcorn containers?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Figment popcorn container. Can
you know
I look
who,
this up?
Yes. Do you know who Figment is?
No.
Figment of your imagination.
He's
Figment from Epcot. He's the purple little like a little dinosaur.
I've never been on Epcot.
How dare you for never being?
I don't
Epcot.
Like Disney.
Really?
I love Disney.
You just said you don't like that. You love Disney.
I love Disney the company. I hate Disney the theme park.
Shame on you. Shame on you. I have to teach you some culture is what I need to teach you.
I've been to Disney like 4 or 5 times.
How can you not like Disney?
And the first time I was young and it was okay. It was not my favorite thing in the world. Every other time after that, I wanted to leave.
But why?
Because there's
not there
nothing
the right
to
people.
Do there.
What do you mean there's nothing to do? There's a million things to do.
All right. It's not that there's not nothing to do. There is... I am an adrenaline junkie and a roller coaster junkie, and when I go to a theme park, I want to ride rides, and there's not any rides for an adrenaline junkie at Disney.
Of course there are. You just have to know where they are.
Really?
Yeah, have you been to Space Mountain?
That's so lame.
Okay, well, again, it's not, you're talking about, you know, it's different than Universal Studios. Universal Islands of Adventure, that's where you really want to go.
Which are also still kind of mediocre roller coaster parks.
No, they're not. Islands of Adventure is certainly freaking wonderful.
Islands of...
The Hulk? Have you been on the Hulk roller coaster?
Yeah, the Hulk is actually probably... The Hulk is the best roller coaster in that park right now.
Have you been there recently?
I've ridden the Hulk several times.
Yes.
Hundreds of times,
yes,
actually.
That's not what I'm trying to say. I said, have you been there recently?
The Harry Potter ride is ridiculous. The Harry Potter ride is a very, very nice scenic roller coaster, and it does give you some nice kind of airtime.
Which one are you talking about?
Hagrid's Motor World Adventure.
The new one.
Yeah, the new one.
But did you do Dueling Dragons when it was there?
Yes, and I'm very sad that they got rid of Dueling Dragons.
Yes.
It was my favorite roller coaster in the
park.
Wow.
Wow, we agree on something.
Yeah, the Dueling Dragons was the best roller coaster ride there. I understand why they had to get rid of Dueling Dragons, though, because Dueling Dragons was not able to duel anymore because of safety reasons. Florida would not allow it.
What? What are you talking about?
Dueling Dragons.
I didn't know about this. Talk to me. Let me hear about this.
So when Dueling Dragons originally opened, the whole thing was that the dragons would duel. They would go up the slopes at the same time.
Right.
The compute. This is how advanced Dueling Dragons was. I love this ride. The computer system would calculate how fast each coaster is going up the chain lift,
okay,
and it would slow one down or speed it up because it knew, like, because if there's more weight on a roller coaster, you will go faster on the track. I think we had that discussion before.
No, we never did.
If there's more weight on a roller coaster car, like let's say right. There's a roller coaster car, let's say the people on it combined are 1,000 pounds, and then the one next to it, 800 pounds. The 1,000-pound
right.
car will go on the track. It will go faster on the track.
Okay.
Because of the momentum of the car. That initial drop will carry you faster through the track. So the computer was so advanced in Dueling Dragons that it would sense which roller coaster is heavier, and it would push that one back so the lighter one goes over the top first. That way, when you get to the dueling loops, because there's three parts on Dueling Dragons where right. the two cars actually intersected. There was the first one, which was a high rise and a low rise over each other. So
yeah.
one, the roller coasters would go like this. One would cross over. The other one would cross.
Remember, radio, they can't see.
I know. I know. I'm trying to figure out. So they would cross perpendicular over and under each other.
Okay.
The second one was two loops. So you would have two.
The feet. It looked like everybody's feet were going to
touch. It looked like everybody's feet were going to collide. So you would basically just go straight at the other car, and then at the last second, it would turn up into a vertical loop. And then the last one was the twin helixes. So they had two helixes or corkscrews that they went through each other. So it looked like, again, you were going to crash into the opposing car. So that was the whole thing of Dueling Dragons. That was a part of the big reason why people liked it.
Right.
Then some accidents happened with people's like phones and keys and stuff like that.
What, flying off because they didn't hold on to them?
Yeah, and Dueling Dragons was no longer allowed to duel because of public safety.
I never heard that.
Yeah, that was towards the end of their lives. Like I would say the last like 4 years of the life of Dueling Dragons was not dueling, and it lost a lot of its charm because the cars were not able to duel. And fans just didn't like it anymore. It was a lot. It was really out of the way. There was almost no lines for the coasters anymore, especially because they couldn't duel anymore. And then I think they had like a cart that like kind of was out of commission. So the coaster needed to be rebuilt or a new one needed to be put in its place. With the Incredible Hulk, they decided to rebuild the coaster because it was the most popular roller coaster in Universal. It still is one of the most popular.
Well, and they also don't want to lose the IP, the Hulk.
Yeah.
If they can't change it. They have to make it exactly the same.
Well, they could have kept the IP of the Hulk.
No, they can't.
Why?
Because they in order to keep the IP the way it is, it's all, what do you call it? It's to do with Marvel and Disney and so forth. Otherwise, Universal will lose the option to use the Hulk. Everything has to stay the same. That's why there will be no changes to any of those rides.
They would have put a new ride there if not. They were considering
a new ride. Yeah, I could see that.
Right. The only reason that they rebuilt the Hulk is because the Hulk is one of the most popular roller coasters in the United States. It is actually it may be the most ridden roller coaster in the United States still standing today, just because of how frequently it pumps out carts, because it has one of the fastest, from the time like the cart leaves the track, does its whole thing, and then comes back, that's one of the fastest like times of getting people out. It has a really high throughput, is what I'm trying to say. It has a very high throughput. So when it was time to take Hulk down and also take Dueling Dragons down, they went back to the company and they were like, hey, build us another Hulk, but don't build us another Dueling Dragons. We're just going to scrap that one and build a new ride.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
It does suck.
And then they made a new Harry Potter ride.
Which
I thought was just Dueling Dragons. They just switched it.
No, it's not. It's a complete.
I can't go on it anymore because I'm too big.
It is a completely different ride. Completely different. Dueling Dragons is gone forever, which is very sad for me. I have talked about Dueling Dragons for about 10 minutes now, though, and I think we need to let this segment come to an end. So we'll catch you more on why I don't like Disney in the next segment, because that's how this started.
Figment also, yeah, we got to finish talking about the whole Figment thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with some WBS.
Hey, hey, guys, what's up? We are back with Within Brim's Skin, and Brim yelling at me about how I don't like Disney.
That's why I did the fail sound.
Yeah.
What do you call it? I don't understand why, you know, okay, so anyway, so we went on the whole thing and the rant about
Dueling Dragons
and so forth,
roller coasters.
Which is great, because I love roller coasters. I know we've had the roller coaster discussion before, but
we have.
Not the whole thing on, you know,
Dueling Dragons.
I didn't know you knew the history of that. That's pretty awesome.
I know the history about a lot of roller coasters because we've mentioned it on GHR, but me and my younger brother Michael, we consider ourselves roller coaster enthusiasts. Like, we actively watch documentaries on roller coasters on YouTube, some of which are an hour long on a single roller coaster.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, what do you call it? What was I going to say to you?
You don't understand how I don't like Disney.
No. I understand how some people just are not crazy about Disney, and it's just not their thing, and I get that. One thing that I can't understand, though, is why people would be waiting on a 7.5-hour line for a bucket of popcorn that is in the shape of the Figment character. That is what the...
I don't know.
Because it was a limited edition this past week, so that is the only time you get it. Matter of fact, Kim and Tom were there.
I understand why.
They didn't wait on the line.
Resale value.
Well, of course. I could see that. But I don't think all of them were there for resale. I think most of them were there just because they wanted to have it for their own collection.
Right. And so then those are the people that me, myself, like a reseller, are going to scam out of their money because I can't believe you'd be that. I'm sorry. I don't understand how you could be that much of a collector of something. I guess you just have money to waste because, okay. Like, why?
There are friends of mine that I know and people that I deal with in the, what do you call it, in the world of entertainment in general, like, you know, just people that I know through, like, Steve Cardenas and, you know, and other people that, what do you call it, you know, we all have our little groups of out, you know, I don't want to say external, but, like, you're part of my crew. You know what I mean? So,
Brim crew.
But what I'm saying is, it's like, you know, like you and Kim and Tom and so forth. You know, so like when we're somewhere or whatever, or, you know, like DMC knows who you are. And why does he know who you are? Because you're part of Brim's crew. And that's how he's going to identify you.
Yep.
So I know a bunch of different people, same type of a thing, whether it's from this one or that one. And that's how I met them originally. And now I'm friendly with them.
And
you know?
They waited for the thing.
So No. So one of these guys, also named Alex, funny enough.
I just
spoke to him last night.
Is he crazy like me?
Beyond.
Oh, my God. It runs in the family.
Beyond. Tall, thin, Asian guy, what do you call it? And he is he's a big, big collector. And,
did you know I was Japanese?
Yeah, I didn't know you were.
No, I'm kidding.
I didn't think you were. But anyway, so the crazy thing is he dropped 10 grand on Pokemon cards.
How much?
Like 10 grand on Pokemon cards. I'll show you the video. You know, like, what do you call it? He spent stupid amount of money.
I almost spit out my food.
Yep. Like, stupid amounts of money, you know, feeding this habit. Like, crazy.
I could understand that if he was in the business of, like, reselling them.
He does.
Oh, he does.
He does.
Okay, so then I do understand it. Here's why. Because it's kind of like how there's just traders for everything. Like, I'm in the guitar trading market. I watch videos on people that buy, you know, a $10,000 guitar, and then they hold on to it for 5 years, and then they sell it for 20 grand, you know?
Yeah.
It happens. And that's exactly what your friend is doing with Pokemon cards. He is so involved in the market that he knows that $5,000 card is going to be worth $7,000 in a month, you know, so he's making the investment, you know, that's all
okay,
it is.
Fair enough. I still think it's ridiculous, but, you know, like, I would rather have that money. I just, you know what I mean?
He's probably going to make it back.
Maybe. I mean, we'll see, you know, but, you know, who knows?
I mean, after the Pokemon crash of 2008, you know.
Wow. You know what's crazy? So, like, and I actually messaged him last night. Because I haven't spoken to him in a minute, but he was also very close with Robert Bruce, who just passed away. Also, you know, like, I remember he was one of our mutual friends. But, you know, like, so Alex crosses over with, like, myself, with Robert Bruce, with Steve Cardenas, and a bunch of other people, Sean Chemel, and stuff like that. So, you know, that being said, what do you call it? You know, I was looking and I saw one of his stories on Instagram. It was of not Pokemon, but, like, you know, the little cards like Pokemon comes in?
Yeah.
You know, like the little Pokemon card, you know, like the decks where you open it up and you look at the cards.
Yeah.
He had a picture of a bunch of these different looking
was it magic?
Unopened things, but it was all the NFT crap. All like NFT.
No.
Not Pokemon,
He's
but looked
into,
like NFT
I know,
type
NFTs,
characters.
Yeah.
Craziness.
He's into NFTs now?
I don't know if he's into them, because when I wrote, I was like, oh, Lord. You know, and he's like, no, tell me about it. So I don't know if he's... I didn't ask him if he was, like, collecting them now, but, I mean, I don't know.
It seemed like he was making fun... Well, because he said, tell me about it. So that... You sure he was posting his own thing or not posting somebody else going crazy with NFTs?
I don't know. I mean, I can see if it's still there and I'll show you. But
I don't know much about NFTs right now. I feel like I don't really want to know about NFTs, but I feel like I should know a little bit about it, because, like, it's popped up in my radar enough to where I'm like, all right, what the hell is this?
Right.
What I do know about it, I know it's most likely a scam. I know that there's a lot of people that are creating their own NFTs that are, like, popular people, like influencers and YouTubers.
Right.
They sell their NFTs or they do whatever they do to make money, and then they dip. They literally just cash out, and then, you know, they made all the money, and then people are holding these stupid cards that they paid $200 for, and they're worth a penny.
200 people spending like $5,000 buy-ins.
I know.
I don't understand that. Like, look, I respect the almighty dollar. I came up with little to nothing, and what do you call it? And I built everything that I have, you know, with people taking away from me, you
right.
know, over the
yeah,
years.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, that being said, you know, I got to tell you, man, like, I can't see just sitting there and going, all right, well, here's $5,000. I'm not cheap. I'm frugal. You know what I mean? Just to get to go and get, you know, something. Sometimes I'm like, I really don't want to spend that much. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way I live life. I live below my means, way below my means.
I don't know.
I don't understand how people would buy in like that.
Because I can't say anything because I did the same thing when I was playing with the stock market. You know, I got really lucky when COVID hit. One of the first things that I did was I put money into stocks. You know, I put money into Hertz. I put money into Spirit Airlines, and I put money into some other things. And I ended up just I got lucky, and I made like $1,000 to $1,500 on my Hertz stocks. And right.
And you sold quick.
I didn't sell quick. It took me like a month or a month and a half to get that. But right. I only put like $200-$300 in, you know? Like, I didn't put much money in.
Right.
But then I sold all that, and I put that money back into stocks. So like I put $1,200 into a stock, you know, and you're like, yeah, that's crazy. I can't imagine buying into that. I don't know. Probably because I made the money doing stocks, I felt like, what do I have to lose? Which is why I put that much money back in.
Right.
I ended up losing $200 of that $1,200, but you know, I walked away still with like $800 profit. I guess people just like,
because it's all a risk. That's the thing.
It's a risk.
No risk, no reward, and I get that. You know, it's just like business, just like entertainment, just like, you know, like entrepreneurial business. At the end of the day, no risk, no reward, and the greater the risk, the greater the reward.
I understand that's probably what it is. But I feel like people doing NFTs or like playing with penny stocks, which again, I really can't fault them for. I was playing around with Hertz when it was 23 cents.
Right.
But like, I feel like that's different though, because while Hertz was a penny stock, you know, Hertz is a giant company, you know.
Yeah.
Where with these NFTs, basically what I think is what happening is, imagine like somebody creates an emoji. Right. This is how I'm understanding it anyway. Someone creates like a piece of artwork, and then if that artwork goes viral, like let's say you create the next hard eyes emoji, all right, and then everybody starts using it, right?
Right.
You would get money every time it's used, but like you have to pay for the artwork originally. I don't know. It's really, really weird, but I believe that's how it works.
Well, it's like ultimately it's your own piece of art.
Yep.
And that's it. And what do you call it? And nobody else. It's you own the
art. Intellectual property for the art,
completely.
And you're waiting for it to go viral, basically.
But how do you let it go viral if you don't freaking if you don't put it out there? And how? And there's got to be a way for somebody to make a copy of
it. I think there's an app. Like, I think that the way that people are doing these things is there's an app that like it lets you share the artwork, but like. Like I said, I think every time your artwork is shared, you get a commission off of that, essentially. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't think I'm right. I don't know. I'm kind of talking out my butthole right now, but but from what I've understood, I feel like that's how it works, and it just seems like a super risky game to me.
I think it's a super risky game because, again, I'm not going to judge because I don't know. I have not messed with it at all. You know, what do you call it? I have no clue. So I'm going to pretend like, what do you call it? Like it's the real deal because so many people are talking about it. But again, I don't know. I was just asked by Newsday if I would comment on an NFT thing. And
really?
Yeah. And I don't know enough about it to make the comment.
No.
But I have a couple of different artists who did Brimstone things, like three different artists that want to send me the NFTs. You know what I mean?
To give them a Brimstone NFT.
Yeah, they want to send me the NFTs. They just need me to open up an account. It's not going to cost me anything.
I feel like this is getting ridiculous with these NFTs. South Park made fun of it, and that's kind of all I need to know, because like they didn't go hard on Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, but they're going hard on NFTs. So
interesting. Well, we need to take a break, you said, right?
Yeah, we do.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with some WBS. And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, guys? This is a financial discussion. Actually, no. We started with roller coasters and Disney.
Yeah.
And then we went to why I kind of didn't. We still didn't talk about that thing.
What thing?
Why people pay. I mean, we kind of did. We did. Because collector's items. But you never really explained what it was.
What do you mean?
The popcorn thing. Whatever.
It's the character Figment. Look it up.
All right, look it up real quick.
Put in Figment popcorn and what do you call it? It'll come up, I'm sure. Because it was all over the news. I mean, and it was like a crazy thing.
Figment popcorn.
So basically what happened
is that it?
Yeah, that's
this
it.
This pink purple dragon
it's like
thing?
A little purple dragon. That's Figment. That's like what? I love the character. It's one of my favorites at Disney. It is like a Disney park character. Like he is the one that represents kind of Epcot, but you know, they were for a while it seemed as though they were thinking of getting rid of him, and thankfully they didn't and they kept him. Because I really enjoy the character. But that being said, they did this, I guess, for a weekend or for a week. They had these Figment popcorn holders, and I think that the popcorn was like multicolored. And,
it is. I saw
and
that.
And some kind of a different flavor. I don't know what it is, which I think is cool and neat, but who the freaking hell is going to wait 7 hours? Well, plenty of people, but you're waiting 7 hours online for it? You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, I would to sell it.
Yeah. people bought it for... I think it was like $20 or $30 for them to buy it, you know, the bucket. And it looks as though they're probably selling the crap online for like a lot.
Looking at $189.
Crazy.
With free shipping. I just want to see if any have sold. That's what I'm here for. I want to see if any people have.
I'm sure that they.
Oh my God!
Sure. What?
Sold for $150.
Right.
Sold for $99.99. $130, $117. This bid up to $117 on eBay. Guys, I'm in the wrong business. We need to be going, booking flights to Disney, getting limited edition stuff from Disney and selling it on eBay. This is the business model, Brim.
But if that, the only way that works, and we were talking about it a little bit on GHR the other night, the only way it works is if you have like a season pass and you've already paid for it and you have nothing better to do, you know what I mean, with a day. Like, you already go there. You can go whenever you want because you've got unlimited access.
Was it limited to one a person?
Yeah, I think it was limited to two a person. But what do you call it, you know, if you're there with a couple people, you know what I mean, or whatever it is. Like,
you could have paid for your tickets.
What do you mean?
If you brought people with you.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you had like season passes and stuff like that, if you brought like 20 people with you and
bring 20 people with you. Come on, man. You're not going to bring 20 people with you. But like, you know, you have like a couple people. You have here, I have 5 people in my family, you know what I mean? So if I've got 10 of them, you know what I mean, the initial VIG is, you know, what is it? I think, I don't know.
That's
if it's
$1,500.
If it was $20 or $30, I don't know how much it was.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I think it was like, I think it was like $20. But so, it's still, them all, $1,500.
Well, you're talking about for
10 of them.
At 100 and something a piece.
At 150 a piece.
But I would, you know, I mean, you might be getting like 200 a piece for them. Or
you could.
Or if you hold on to them until they're all gone, now you have more. You know,
do you think the value is going to go up or down over time?
I think that the value will go up simply because it was limited edition and people are sick. They're sick.
That is true.
They're very sick. Listen, people, I love you, but you're freaking sick. You know, like, I'm sorry, man.
I had a friend that waited in line for an hour to buy a straw built by NASA that cost him $250.
Freaking hell, man. No, I will not. I don't wait on freaking lines, man. Like, I can't do the line thing. Like, thank God that I have enough clout that I don't have to wait on lines for a good portion of things. When I have to wait on a line, I'm a little...
I feel like if you had to
Danielle
wait on lines...
and the kids make fun of me because if I have to wait on a line, they laugh at me like and they call me a little bitch. And that's okay.
That's so funny.
And that's okay. And I'm okay saying it too. First of all, the reason why I don't like waiting on lines is because a lot of the time I'll get recognized and then, you know, it's there's a problem. You know what I mean? Because now if one person recognizes you and they're not nonchalant about it...
And then everybody starts taking photos and then it becomes like the crowd effect where it's
which
like, oh my God, who is that famous? Actually, I've actually seen there was a show called The Cordero Effect where they actually did that to just people on the street.
Yeah,
like they started taking pictures
like a nobody
stuff. Like a nobody,
no
nobody. And then like a bunch of people gathered around. It's like, oh, who is this? And the person's like, I don't know. I'm nobody.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing. It's like, you know, like at the end of the day, what do you call it? I can't stand doing lines simply for that reason. It's happened numerous times. It happened at Disney. You know what I mean? And I think I even told that story on air here, but I know I've told it on GHR. You know, where you know, people recognize me because I was over at TNA not long prior. And then, what do you call it? I guess there was, you know, some wrestling fans or whoever the hell it was, and they screamed out loud. People didn't know who the hell I was. They just jumped on top of me. It was bizarre, bro. Like, I don't even get that sometimes when I'm at cons. You know what I mean?
Nah,
like,
I know what you mean.
Because everybody, you know, there's, you know, you're expected there. But when you're at, like, when you're out and it's unexpected, people are like, whoosh, you know what I mean? They don't even care who you are. Let me get a picture. I'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I know it happens.
It is bizarre.
Some people are weird like that. Like, if I don't know the person, I can't imagine, like, even wanting to go up. Like, why? Why would you want to be in a crowd full of people surrounding one person that you don't even care about?
That you don't even know. That you don't even know.
It doesn't make any sense.
No sense. God gave a mule. You know? Like, I am so not down for that crap. But the fact is, again, like I said, you know, just sitting there and having what do you call it, you know, doing the line thing, I'm not down for lines. I can't stand sitting on them because, you know, like, it's, I feel like it's a waste of my time. I like to be moving and shaking and being productive, and what do you call it, and when I'm standing on line, I feel like my life is being wasted.
If you had to wait on lines, I would buy you a shirt that just says something like warning, destruction of property, income.
Yeah, right.
Like, no. Something like that, like, just to warn the surrounding area that there's gonna be an angry Brimstone in the area. Maybe there needs to be a siren. Listen, out, you know, like the tornado warnings in Hawaii. You could get your own Brimstone siren.
Here it is. Listen, I want everybody to understand, I'm no better than anybody else. Okay, that being said,
don't be
this
humble.
This is not an ego thing. This is not an ego thing. This is just bad things have happened before, you know what I mean, and things that shouldn't happen, and that's why I don't like being in lines like that. That's it. You know, it's really, really simple. It has nothing to do with, oh, I think I should cut a line or I shouldn't be on a line. It's just that I can't be, and I'm small in the grand scheme of things.
I don't like being in lines because they involve being straight, and that's just not for me, dog.
Wow. I saw where you went there. I followed you there. I wish I didn't. I wish I stayed back. But I followed you there, and all right, I got you. But no. But seriously, like, in all seriousness, I don't want people to think, like, oh, you know, he thinks he's better than us. No, that's not the case. You know, I would gladly stand on a line for something that I need to stand on a line for. You know what I mean? Like, hey, look, I had to go and stand in line for my COVID when I had COVID, you know, and I had to stand on the line and wait and whatever, and that's fine, and I understand it. It's not that I don't understand the lines, not that I want to cut the lines, but there are certain places, like high-profile locations, that I can't do it, just like other people that are in the public guy. And just because, if you, how many listeners do we have on Grindhouse? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All it takes is one person to recognize, and there it goes. And that blows my entire day.
I drive over lines.
Wise ass. The time in Disney, they had to, what do you call it? They took Danielle and the kids and they brought them back behind the scenes. Okay. And
oh my God, that's terrible.
I had to sit and take.
Thinking about that.
They had to take them behind the scenes in the tunnels, and I sat there and took pictures and signed autographs for people who didn't even know who I was. Okay?
That sucks.
Because of one jackass. Okay? And then after that, they took me and they brought me back behind the scenes. It was over in America at Epcot, where you don't know Epcot.
I haven't been in Epcot.
And they took us in. They had to take us through the tunnels. Okay, because yes, people, if you didn't know, there are tunnels, secret tunnels underneath Disney. And what do you call it? They took us from one side of the park.
That's where the employees go to get some alone time.
Alone time. What do you call it? No, it's what do you call it? They took us from one side of the park to the other side of the park. So what do you call it? So we could get out. And it ruined our whole day. Because now we couldn't go and do the things that we wanted to do because we had to be on the other side of the park.
That really sucks. So, it sucks that Disney can't really do anything for you either, because it's not like their fault.
They can. You know what they do is they take you and they bring you around privately. So you don't, they take you, you still can get stopped, but what do you call it? But you pay at least 10 to 15 grand just to have that service.
Right. Well, that's unfair to you that you would have to pay that
right.
service.
So like if I want to sit and not have to worry, like I'm able to do stuff anyway and get around, and most of the time, you know, the Disney people are really, really good, and they'll bring me if they see what's going on. But what do you call it, like, but to pay for the guide? Like, dude, man, like, you know, it's for 10 grand for not even the full day, Alex. It's not even a full day. But what do you call it? You know,
like
I've had the tour before. It's not that I've done it before. I just don't. Why I don't want to spend 10 grand.
You need a disguise.
Additionally, every freaking time. Ah, man, screw that.
screw that.
Listen, I love my fans, man. I love them. But as long as they're my fans.
Just wear like some makeup. Make yourself look like a Motley Crue wannabe or something like that. God. And then people will leave you alone. That weirdo, look at him, dressed like Kiss. And they won't even think that you're Brim.
Such a fool. Anyway, that's about all the time we have. Well, we appreciate you guys. We love you. Sorry that we just ranted on today, but that was what this show is actually for.
I was going to say, isn't this show to rant?
Yeah, it's the show to rant. But what do you call it? Make sure you check out every single Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Grindhouse Radio. What do you call it? You also want to catch me on the Dirty Little Secrets Club on Tuesdays. What do you call it? Absolutely Fun Times with Dana Pereira. And obviously, every single Tuesday, you get Alex and I on Within Brim Skin. That being said, we appreciate you. Rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars only. We'll see you again next week.